let me just by describing this one foil here. So what you always get when you solve CFD for aircraft is a so-called boundary layer. And roughly, this is not quite true, but roughly the boundary layer is the region where viscosity is important, and it's the region where here we have a long way away from the wing, we have laminar flow. Here's the wing where we have zero velocity. So essentially, there's got to be a region where the velocity goes from, if we're moving with the aircraft, from zero to minus 550 miles per hour. And in that region, the viscosity is extremely important. We have to have extremely fast, we have very fast changes, because we know that, just dimensionally, that the derivatives must go like 1 over the viscosity, because the term is viscosity times derivative. To make that number at all interesting, it must that product must be of order unity. So what you end up is a so-called boundary layer, where on general grounds the boundary layer goes like the square root of the Reynolds number. So we have attached to each wing, you have this boundary layer, which is essentially the layer where the viscosity is important, the velocity changes by 550 miles per hour in the case of this aircraft, and we go from a second order equation in the boundary layer to a first order equation far from the boundary layer. So now, of course, so then we get something called turbulence, and what happens with turbulence is this boundary layer separates from the wing, or the so-called vorticity, or this complicated, rapidly varying velocity. Little fluid volumes detach from the wing, and they go out into the laminar flow, and so you get this feature of when you have smooth flow, you just have a boundary layer, you have laminar flow far away, and the two don't talk to each other, and you have a relatively simple problem. But in a turbulent flow, you get this separation of the boundary layer and turbulence moving into the fluid, and that translates into an uncomfortable ride using more fuel because the drag goes up, because you get a lot more resistance to movement because of this effect. And so the CFD so if we summarize what this means for CFD, it means that CFD has to be incredibly careful about geometry. So the geometry is critical in these problems, because we have the actual shape of the aircraft is critical. In interesting regions, we have these so-called separations and turbulence developing, which means that we get rapidly varying fluid volumes going out into general parts of the fluid in a way that we can't predict. So-called shocks developing, which are effectively, again, regions where things vary very rapidly. And these are very critical to calculate, because these actually translate into increased costs of running an aircraft, because you'll have more fuel, because you'll have more drag, more force on the aircraft as it travels through the air. So we have complex geometry, which is bad, because that makes life harder. The thing that makes life better is that we have lots of variables, which means that we tend to get better communication of a computation. So these foils have somewhat more detail, but for the purpose of this class, this is probably enough to summarize the issues. And it points out that, you know, something like the simple Laplace's equation misses a lot of essential features. If you just did Laplace's equation, you do not realize you have to have changing complex grids, and you do not realize that you have multiple points, multiple entries described at each grid point. I guess I should also mention CFD, we have five entities per grid point. If we do something like a complex atmospheric computation where we're keeping track of a lot of chemicals in the atmosphere, then you can go up to something like 150 different constituents, and you have 150 points described at each entities described at each grid point. Then you have an even better communication over computation ratio. So all these different sciences have very important features that impact, which make the sort of naive computer science analysis you get from looking at Laplace's equation totally misleading. Before we